President Bush's version of his time in the National Guard, more than 30 years ago, is coming under new scrutiny by both news organizations and by Democratic groups. There are allegations that Mr. Bush received preferential treatment back in 1968 and later actually refused a direct order from his commander. Day Today's Eric Kneeler takes a look at the latest details.
As a Yale University senior back in 1968, President George Bush did what many young men did during the Vietnam War. He signed up for the National Guard as an alternative to active duty. He was accepted at a time when guard slots were hard to get. Mr. Bush made a 6-year commitment, completed flight school in Georgia, and returned to Texas. During an interview with CBS 60 Minutes last night, Ben Barnes, a former Texas House Speaker, said he pulled strings to get young George Bush in the Guard.
Well, it's been a long time ago, but he said basically, would I help young George Bush get in there in National Guard?
Barnes, who now raises money for Democratic candidates, said that he helped many sons of influential Texans jump ahead of the line for Guard duty. Barnes said he felt guilty about what he did after visiting the Vietnam War Memorial in Washington.
I was a young, ambitious politician, doing what I thought that was acceptable, that was important to make friends, and I recommended a lot of people for the National Guard during the Vietnam era.
Barnes said he was asked to help Mr. Bush by a Texas businessman who was a friend of the Bush family. Mr. Bush's father, former President Herbert Walker Bush, has denied that claim, and so did Dan Bartlett, the White House communications director.
I think the fact that 55 days before an election, that partisan Democrats are recycling the very same charges we hear every time President Bush runs for re-election is dirty politics.
Politics aside, military records from the era are raising new questions about President Bush's actual service. CBS showed memos from the personal files of Colonel Jerry Killian, who is now dead. The memos show Bush was suspended in August 1972 for failing to take his annual physical and for failing to meet the requirements of the Air Guard. According to his memos, Killian ordered the young Lieutenant Bush to take the physical exam, but Mr. Bush never showed up. And a year later, in August 1973, Killian wrote that he was being pressured by his own superiors to, in his words, sugarcoat Mr. Bush's record. Bartlett did not dispute the records, yet he claimed that President Bush did his duty.
At every step of the way, President Bush was meeting his requirements, granted permission to meet his requirements, and that's why President Bush received an honorable discharge.
President Bush said last month that he is proud of his National Guard service. Senator John Kerry has not commented directly on the new allegations. For Day Today, I'm Eric Kneeler in Washington.